up later this month, another community cinema film screening and discussion. We'll be talking about American Denial. It's another in the Independent Lens series, and it's coming up at the Carbondale Public Library on February 21st. Discussion moderators include Father Joseph Brown, who is a professor in the Africana Studies program at SIU Carbondale, and Kathy Field, who's with the Racial Justice Coalition in Carbondale. They both are joining me in studio. Thank you both so much for taking the time.
Thank you for inviting us.
For people who are not familiar, American Denial takes a look at racial biases that people may or may not be aware that they have. Is that kind of a boiled down view in your words?
The unconscious biases is a target of this film and the discussion that surrounds it, and much of the research that leads into the power of this film has been about studying how people say one thing and think another.
How do you break that down? In watching a film like this, do you expect people to see both themselves and others, or are you really hoping for an introspective look here? Kathy?
I think the value of a film like this is that people of goodwill will watch it. People of goodwill already suspect that they have these implicit biases. And people of goodwill already know that nobody's colorblind. What this tests like this do is it underscores something that we already know so that we can begin to move past it.
Sure. And you mentioned the test. If you're coming to the community cinema screening, which is again 2:30 on February 21st at the Carbondale Public Library, you're invited to take an online test ahead of time. It can help you understand the biases that you may not be aware of. It's online at implicit.harvard.edu/implicit. You can get more information at our website as well, wsiu.org. Father Brown, what do you find when you're talking with people in the Africana Studies program in terms of confronting these biases and identifying them?
I tell my students that one of the first questions they have to ask themselves and consider when they're studying anything is, who defines the terms by which we live? One of the professors at our campus, Dr. Kenneth Stickers, who is right now the president of the American Philosophy Society, he gave his presidential speech called, "But I'm Not a Racist." And we did a presentation a few weeks ago in the Guyon Auditorium, and Kenneth Stickers talked about some of the same themes of this film that, and what Gunnar Myrdal, whose work, The American Dilemma, is the foundation of this film, he says, people's public opinions don't match their private opinions. But I'm not a racist. And I also try to get people to understand the difference between racism and prejudice. And all of us carry prejudices, and some of us benefit from racism, and some of us, and all of us are the victims of it. So I have to ask, we all are asking these questions. How do you carry all of that jumbled up inside you? And as Kathy Field just said, the most important thing, I think, is that people of goodwill are not afraid to talk about this and to talk about it with others, because we all, I think, have to become kind of advocates for more consciousness.
Certainly starting the discussion, and that's what the discussion after the film is all about. Kathy, I know that you've done a lot of work with the Racial Justice Coalition in terms of trying to bridge those gaps, trying to start these conversations. Have you seen any change or any movement in the recent, say, last 6 months or so since Ferguson or other big events like that?
Yeah, what I have seen as a result of not only our coalition, but other groups such as the NAACP and the Concerned Citizens Group coming together and all focusing our prodigious energies on issues that matter to people of color, it's brought a new energy to Carbondale. A new willingness to work together, new partnerships between white people and black people. And we're already beginning to experience changes in the way that Carbondale operates as a result.
I would like to add to that that the coalition that she's a very important part of has helped renew the energy, I think, in some ways, of the Carbondale Human Relations Commission, of which I'm a member. And we are now very aggressively encouraging people to talk to each other across all sorts of boundaries and expectations. And I think that modeling what the Racial Justice Coalition and the Human Relations Commission and the NAACP and other groups and student groups, ad hoc and formal, I think that there's a lot more energy in this town.
This is certainly just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to talking about issues of bias and issues of, as you said, Father Brown, prejudice, racism, these sorts of issues. If you'd like to take part in it, you're invited to the community cinema screening and discussion of American Denial. It's at 2:30, February 21st at the Carbondale Public Library, and you can meet and talk with Father Brown, with Kathy Field, and with others. Lots of events going on surrounding this screening. I want to thank you both for coming in. I wish we had more time to talk about these issues, but hopefully the conversation is getting started and people will continue.
Thank you.